The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. Alright, so today I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite drama movies. To start this one off, I wanted to just kind of explain what I mean when I say drama, because most people hear drama, they think, you know, the tearjerker, the love stories, just the ones that make you reach for the tissues. And I just, those movies really aren't my kind of thing. I mean, there are some on my list. There are some of those kind of movies for sure, but just, it's definitely not all of them, because to be honest, I don't love those kind of movies. So when I say drama, I'm talking about movies that kind of invoke emotion, almost. Like, could be happy, could be sad, anything really in that wheelhouse is kind of what I'm going for. And I think you'll understand more as I get into my list. You'll kind of get a feel for the kind of movies I'm trying to get across. So yeah, to start it off, we're going to go with some honorable mentions, and my first honorable mention is The Hunger Games. I'm just kind of throwing the whole series on here. So The Hunger Games was directed by Gary Ross and Francis Lawrence. It's the whole film series. It started in 2012, then there was another movie in 2013, 2014, and finished it off in 2015. So this movie is about a dystopian world where everything's gone bad. There's the capital, like these people that have it really well, and there's the districts, the people that live super poor, and they really don't have anything. This movie, I really love dystopian movies, and this one is really, it's a staple in the dystopian universe. So yeah, had to throw it on there. My next honorable mention is Pitch Perfect. So here's what I mean when I say not just a movie that'll make you, you know, get all sad, reach for the tissues, because this one definitely doesn't. I mean, it's a comedy movie, one of the funniest movies ever made, in my opinion. Absolutely hilarious. Pitch Perfect came out in 2012, directed by Jason Moore, starring Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson, Skylar Astin, Adam Devine, Anna Camp, and Brittany Snow. So this movie is about an a cappella group at a college. It's essentially like a sorority deal thing, just kind of a party movie. Really good, and I don't want to say inspiring, but there's definitely some underdog moments that'll get your heart going for sure. My next honorable mention is Mamma Mia. Classic movie. Well, I guess not necessarily a classic, but it's a movie that makes me think of my childhood for sure, because my mom absolutely loved this movie. So that's kind of where the classic comes in for me. It came out in 2008, directed by Felice Lloyd, starring Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Stella Skarsgård, and Julie Walters. So this movie is essentially this big wedding party, and this girl doesn't know who her dad is, but she knows it's one of these three guys that her mom wrote about in her journal. So she's having her wedding, and she invites all three of them to the wedding. So it's, they all show up all expecting to be, you know, this girl's dad, and the whole movie is really just them trying to figure out who it is. Interesting movie. It's a musical, which really aren't my thing, but like I said, this movie was a pretty big part of my childhood, as my mom loved it so much. But yeah. And my final honorable mention is Joker, the 2019 film, directed by Todd Phillips, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro, as well as another main character. But Joaquin Phoenix's performance in this movie is just, it's groundbreaking. I mean, one of the best acting performances I've ever seen, in my opinion. I absolutely love Joaquin Phoenix in this movie. He makes you feel so bad for this villain, and he does some horrible things, and you still just can't help but feel bad for the guy. So that's really why I like this movie. All right, now we're going to get into my top 10 drama movies. Starting off at number 10, we got The Wolf of Wall Street. 2013 film directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Margaret Robbie, Matthew McConaughey, Kyle Chandler. So this movie is essentially about this guy, his story of becoming a stockbroker and how he made it big. This guy made it just an ungodly amount of money. Jordan Belfort, I mean, you hear about him in songs. He just made so much money. And that's really the concept behind the movie, is about this guy just making more money than anyone knows what to do with. And, yeah, it gets wild for sure. All right, coming in at number 9, we got Monster in Law. 2005 film. It's a romantic comedy directed by Robert Luketic, starring Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, and Michael Vartan. So this movie is about this girl and this guy. They meet, you know, they love at first sight. They start dating. But what happens is the guy's mom is crazy. She's just an absolute lunatic. That's where the title comes in, you know, Monster in Law. She's just wreaking havoc on these poor people, you know, messing with them every chance they get. And essentially the movie is just about them persevering and endearing through it. And, you know, of course, eventually the mom ends up loving the girl and it's this whole big thing. But yeah, awesome movie. And then at number 8, we have 50 First Dates. So it's kind of funny, Adam Sandler in the drama category, but I think he nails it, to be honest with you. 50 First Dates came out in 2004, directed by Peter Siegel, starring Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, and Rob Schneider. So definitely more on the comedic side of things, but it's definitely a romantic movie. You know, there's no doubt about it. Essentially, it's about this girl who every day she wakes up thinking it's, like, say, October 30th. She lives October 30th over and over and over again because she got in a car accident. And her brain can't convert long or short-term memories to long-term. So every day she wakes up thinking it's that same day. And essentially it's about this guy, you know, trying to get this girl to fall in love with him every single day. Yeah, great movie. And number 7, we have another movie from when I was a kid. And it's probably the reason I hold it so near and dear. Bridge to Terabithia. This came out in 2007, directed by Gebhard Kuepo, starring Josh Hutcherson, Anna Sophia Robb, and Bailey Madison. So essentially this movie is about these two kids that go off into the woods, and it starts off of you just thinking they have this super overactive imagination, but it turns out they actually have this whole other world that they get to by swinging across this rope. And it's a really sad movie for sure. You know, there's... I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's very sad. And yeah, great movie, great acting. And the actors in this movie are super young. So that's why, you know, it's so impressive that they're able to pull it off like that, for sure. Number 6, we got Forrest Gump. It came out in 1994, directed by Robert Zemeckis, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and Gary Sinise. I mean, it's Forrest Gump. Like, there's really not much I can say. It's awesome movie, such a great story. You fall in love with this guy. Life is like a box of chocolates, you just keep running. I mean, there's just so many things you can say about this movie, and everyone knows about Forrest Gump. It's a solid movie. It's a lot of people's favorite movie of all time, and it's really hard to disagree with people that say that. Honestly, it's just a solid movie all the way around. Okay, now at the number 5 spot, we have The Blind Side. So The Blind Side is a 2009 film directed by John Lee Hancock, starring Sandra Bullock, Tim McGraw, Quentin Aaron, Lily Collins, and Jay Head. So essentially what this movie is about is this kid moves to this private high school, and he's super behind educationally, super behind socially. He came from like a super poor background. And essentially what happens is his super rich family adopts him and brings him in, and he starts playing football. You know, he just kind of falls in love with this family, and they fall in love with him, and it's the whole community comes around him, and it's a football movie. So, you know, I mean, I have to love it. It's super inspirational. Absolutely love this movie to death. It's always been one of my favorite movies. And really for this movie, what sets it away from a lot of other movies is Sandra Bullock. So Sandra Bullock is the mother of this family, and I just feel like her portrayal of this lady is just, it's perfect. She's scary but loving. It's awesome. And at the number four spot, we have, you know, a tearjerker romance movie, The Notebook. The Notebook came out in 2004, directed by Nick Cassavetes, starring Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams, Jamie Garner. So this movie is about this couple that falls in love during the summer. But at the end of the summer, the girl has to go away to school. And the girl's family causes a lot of issues. They don't like the guy because he's poor, she's rich. You know, of course, eventually they end up working things out. They get married, they fall in love. But eventually what happens is the girl develops Alzheimer's and she completely forgets who she is and who the guy is. But before she completely loses her mind, she writes down their entire love story in this notebook. And the whole premise of the movie is it's the guy as an old man reading their own love story back to the girl. And eventually she remembers for just short periods of time, and they get these little moments where they get to be together again. So, you know, obviously such a sad premise, but you know, at the end they die together. It sounds sad, but it actually turns out being a pretty happy ending. But yeah, now at number three we have Harry Potter, and I couldn't really pick just one movie, because really it's the whole film series as a whole that makes it. So the first film came out in 2001, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and the last film came out in 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. But there's also been a couple spin-off series, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which came out in 2016. But the original series has a couple directors, Chris Columbus, Alfonso Cuarón, Mike Newell, and David Yates, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson, you know, as the main three, Hermione, Ron, and Harry. But essentially this movie is about, you know, a kid, he's a wizard, he goes to wizarding school, you know, the whole nine yards. I really feel like I don't need to go into too much depth, but just a classic movie. I love it to death. Number two, we have another sports film. In my opinion, one of the greatest sports films of all time, Miracle. It came out in 2004, directed by Gavin O'Connor, starring Kurt Russell, Patricia Clarkson, and Noah Emmerich. This movie is about the hockey team back during the Cold War, the U.S. hockey team beating the Soviets. And it's just the biggest underdog story. Like, we just got a bunch of college kids from America going over trying to beat this Russian team that hasn't been beat in 15 years or something like that. Just this absolute unstoppable force. And it was almost symbolic, because we were in the middle of the Cold War with Russia, obviously. So, and this movie brings me just one of my favorite speeches of all time, second to only the speech from my number one movie on this list. He's talking before they're playing the Soviets, and he says, "On paper, we lose to these guys 10 times out of 10, but it's a good thing hockey isn't played on paper." That's one of my favorite quotes, so just had to throw that in there. And my number one movie is Remember the Titans. 2000 film, directed by Boaz Yakin, starring Denzel Washington, Will Patton, and Donald Faison. So this is a movie about a football team in the 60s when segregation was happening. Or was ending, so they were integrating the schools, and they were the first football team to have white and black kids on the same team. And it's essentially their story about winning the championship and coming together as a team, you know, dealing with all this adversity. And for me, the moment that it gives me goosebumps even right now when I'm talking about it is when the coach is there and he says, "You make them remember forever the night they played the Titans." And it's just a legendary moment. Well, that does it for me.